The Geneva-based International Committee of the Red Cross has called on combatants in Iraq to protect civilians and prisoners. The Red Cross and its sister organization, the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, launched appeals Thursday for more than $235 million to aid Iraqis. The Red Cross says the Geneva Conventions governing the rules of law must be respected in Iraq. Red Cross Operations Chief Pierre Krahenboul says the conventions ban direct attacks against civilians and require warring sides to take every precaution to spare civilians.
Every care has to be taken to avoid unnecessary suffering, superfluous injuries. That is also the type of weapons that would be used, and certainly that the attacks would discriminate between civilian and military objects and targets. In terms of human shields, it is prohibited under international humanitarian law to expose civilians to threats of attack and therefore to place them in places which would be potential military targets.
The conventions also stipulate that the injured and prisoners of war must be protected and cared for. The use of biological and chemical weapons is also banned. Unlike the United Nations and other aid agencies, the Red Cross is maintaining foreign staff in Iraq during the war. They will work with local employees to treat the wounded, provide relief goods to people displaced by fighting, and make emergency repairs to Iraq's water and sewage systems. Mr. Krahenboul says as the lead agency providing these services in Iraq, the Red Cross's neutrality must be respected. He reports Red Cross staff in Baghdad and northern Iraq have been able to carry out their work.
In Baghdad, at this stage, well, they see a situation that is relatively stable. There have been medical supplies provided to one hospital, the Al-Kindi Hospital, during the day. There have been also other reports by our colleagues in the north, where they have observed a certain number of initial displacements of a few families.
Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Ruud Lubbers, has made an urgent appeal to Iraq's neighbors to keep their borders open to those fleeing fighting. Refugee Agency spokesman Chris Yanowski says his agency has also asked neighboring governments to provide aid organizations access to their border areas.
Often in a situation when there's a conflict, governments are nervous, and they are quite nervous and quite restrictive about access to border zones, and we need that access, for one, to make sure that people are not being pushed back, but also to be able to help them and help governments.
The refugee agency says it has been allowed to pre-position tents and non-food items in Iran, Turkey, Jordan, and Syria to aid refugees, but it says Kuwait and Saudi Arabia have closed their borders to Iraqi refugees. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Geneva.